Unit 11, page 102, reading, exercise 5.
Miracle Underground. It was June 23, 2018. 12 members of the Wild Boars soccer team and their coach stood in front of the entrance to the Tam Luang Cave in northern Thailand. The boys, aged between 11 and 16, had finished training for the day, and they decided to explore the cave. They left their bikes outside and took their flashlights and some snacks inside with them. It would be more than 2 weeks before the group saw daylight again. The Tam Luang Cave stretches 10 kilometers into the mountain with a network of chambers, narrow passages, and tunnels. Parts of the cave have been explored, but much of it hasn't. Inside, there is no phone signal, so contact with the outside world is impossible. The first kilometer is open to the public, but only until June. In the rainy season, from July to November, it becomes extremely dangerous because the whole system quickly fills with water. And in June of 2018, the rain came early. When the boys failed to come home that evening, their parents contacted the police. Finding the bikes outside the cave, the police soon realized where they were, but they also knew that rainwater had flooded the caves. The boys and their coach were trapped somewhere inside and were in great danger. At 4 a.m. the next morning, Thai divers tried to start searching the cave, but it was soon clear that they did not have the equipment or experience they needed. News of the emergency soon spread. Within days, experts from countries all over the world had arrived at the cave, hoping to help rescue the group. For days, an international team of divers searched deep into the caves but found no sign of the group. Then, at last, on the 10th day, two British divers arrived in a new chamber, where they saw 13 figures sitting on a shelf of rock above the water. The boys and their coach were very thin and weak, but they were alive. The celebrations, though, were short. The divers knew the boys weren't out of danger yet, and that the rescue would be extremely difficult. They had 13 young people with no diving experience to bring to safety through 4 kilometers of dark, narrow passages. Furthermore, heavy rain was predicted, and water levels would soon be rising. If they weren't brought out soon, it would be impossible to save them. A team of experts worked night and day to plan the rescue. Each boy, dressed in a wetsuit and with a supply of oxygen, was taken underwater by a diver through the flooded chambers. The divers were guided by ropes to avoid losing their way, and they kept checking the air bubbles to make sure the boys were breathing. In other parts of the cave, the boys lay on plastic stretchers, which were pushed with great difficulty through the narrow spaces. It took 3 days to get everyone to safety, and the last person was brought out just as the water levels in the cave started to rise quickly. It was a miracle. All 13 members of the Wild Boars had survived.